Welcome. You're listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hey there. Welcome to this edition of The Marginalian, formerly known as Brain Pickings, an online digest of interesting and inspiring articles across art, science, philosophy, creativity, children's books, and other strands of our search for truth, beauty, and meaning. All the articles in The Marginalian are written by its founder, Maria Popova, and can be found at themarginalian.org. You can now hear these articles as part of the series of podcasts from Airs LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles. Today's article is titled, The Terror Within and the Evil Without. James Baldwin on our capacity for transformation as individuals and nations. The self, the poet Robert Penn Warren observed in his immensely insightful meditation on the trouble with finding yourself, is a style of being continually expanding in a vital process of definition, affirmation, revision, and growth, a process that is the image, we may say, of the life process of a healthy society itself. Indeed, if the great humanistic philosopher and psychologist Erich Fromm was correct, as I believe he was, in asserting that self-love is the foundation of a sane society, our responsibility to ourselves and to our selves is really a responsibility to one another. To know our interiority intimately and hold our darkest sides up to the light of awareness. But part of our human folly is that we do this far less readily than we shine the scorching beam of blameful attention on the darknesses of others. That is what James Baldwin, born August 2, 1924, deceased December 1, 1987, explores in a magnificent 1964 piece titled Nothing Personal, found in The Price of the Ticket, Collected Nonfiction, the indispensable volume that gave us Baldwin on the creative process and his definition of love. A year after he contemplated the doom and glory of knowing who you are and what you are, Baldwin writes, "It has been much easier, because it has always seemed much safer, to give a name to the evil without than to locate the terror within. And yet, the terror within is far truer and far more powerful than any of our labels. The labels change. The terror is constant. And this terror has something to do with that irreducible gap between the self one invents, the self one takes oneself as being, which is, however, and by definition, a provisional self, and the undiscoverable self, which always has the power to blow the provisional self to bits." Echoing Bruce Lee's assertion that to become different from what we are, we must have some awareness of what we are, Baldwin turns his critical yet uncynical intellect toward our capacity for self-transformation. The most difficult and rewarding of our inner resources comprising our collective potentiality. It is perfectly possible, indeed, it is far from uncommon, to go to bed one night, or wake up one morning, or simply walk through a door one has known all one's life, and discover, between inhaling and exhaling, that the self one has sewn together with such effort is all dirty rags, is unusable, is gone. And out of what raw material will one build a self again? The lives of men, and therefore of nations, to an extent literally unimaginable, depend on how vividly this question lives in the mind. It is a question which can paralyze the mind, of course. But if the question does not live in the mind, then one is simply condemned to eternal youth, which is a synonym for corruption. Complement this particular portion of the wholly invigorating The Price of the Ticket with pioneering social scientist John Gardner on the art of self-renewal and Tibetan Buddhist nun Pema Chodron on self-transformation through difficult times. Then revisit Baldwin on freedom and how we imprison ourselves. The artist's struggle, the writer's responsibility in a divided society, and his increasingly timely forgotten conversations with Chinua Achebe about the political power of art, with Margaret Mead about identity, race, and the experience of otherness, and with Nikki Giovanni about what it means to be truly empowered. And that's the end of the article. The soundtrack is Me on the Inside by Ketsa, licensed through ketsa.uk. If you want to learn more about AIRS LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our web pages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Emily Mann Sanchez, and I'll be back with another article. Take care, and thanks for listening.